This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Go Loud. Talking Bollocks, a Go Loud original podcast. Sponsored by Right Style Furniture. Right price, right style, right now. Visit rightstyle.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Are you still sitting on a beanbag and you're sitting them like you're 17?
Grow up and head to Right Style Furniture. They've got proper, comfy, stylish gear and they're Irish and family run too.
The house packages are class. For just €3,649, you get an electric sofa set, full dining setup, and beds with mattresses. That's a serious bang for your buck.
I got my corner sofa off them, and I haven't stood up since.
They've got locations in Fonthill, Belgard, and now Omni Park, open every day and late on a Thursday and Friday in Fonthill and Omni.
One-stop shop for kitting out the gaff. Don't say we never looked after you.
Exactly. Right price, right style, right now.
Visit www.roystyle.ie. And when you shop in store, tell them Terrence and Calvin sent you, and they'll throw a discount on top of that as well. So get down to Roy's Soil Furniture today.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the door. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down. Go down. Go down.
He kicked up more that about, like, I have to be gone. I'm out of here. I can't know this, that, and he's 5 minutes late.
Because I gave you the go-ahead to be late. I encouraged you to be late because you pulled off a wonder.
And I'm nearly sure.
Well,
I said.
Yeah, no.
I don't like Calvin getting all the credit for
that. Yeah, actually, no. I'm actually going to agree with that.
We'll come back to that. We'll go back to the late talk. Because you gave me a hall pass for being late. And then I said, I'm cashing this in. And you said, after tomorrow. Yeah. To which you are now late. This is tomorrow now.
Sorry.
And you're late.
Sorry. How's that feel? Sorry, Siobhan.
I'm not annoyed you weren't late. You were here.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Studio.
So he's just being hard on me, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
You were both on time, actually, today, for a change.
Yeah, but like I was ready to go before he was.
How do we even start this? Siobhan, you had an argument to make there, actually, and I'm willing to listen to you argue.
What was I going to say?
You're about to fight with Calvin.
No, I'm just like...
I didn't even say it. You said it.
Yeah, I know.
I booked Katie Taylor.
Right.
Yeah. You did. What a weekend. Best day ever, Siobhan.
Yeah, I worked out well in TVX. I was in TVX, you text us.
Yeah.
And Aaron was like, oh, doesn't we have to get caught? And I was like, leave her in just in case.
That's class. That's class. We were actually able to announce that because it happened.
Yeah.
Siobhan rang us there last week, 2 or 3 days before the day. And said, look, yeah, we're at the getting the go ahead and we're going to go on the bus with Kate. You know, like, no, we went, why? No, started screaming at her.
It was worse than that. I was like,
what?
Do you want to go on the bus with Katie Taylor? I was like, why is that a question?
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, you have to meet us here at 10 o'clock.
Your response in the group was the best though. How am we meant to go back to work after hearing that?
Yeah. I was sitting at my desk and walking, I'm like, none of these people know.
Had you got butterflies?
I was more shocked, Terrence. I was like in an awe. I was like, none of these fields have a clue.
Yep.
What's going down in 48 hours?
Yeah.
You just haven't a clue. You know what I mean?
You're a muppet.
Yeah. I'm a gobshite.
Oh gosh. Well,
but that's what I was thinking.
We had the best day ever. Siobhan, best day of your life, say it.
Best day of my life working, yeah.
I'm not going to accept that off you. By the end of this episode, we'll get the best day ever. I know it was your best day ever because you hugged someone. Siobhan,
the first person in your life you've ever hugged was Kate Taylor. That mad.
That's a fact.
Isn't that mad?
And you were like a school bag on her. She was wrapped around that and I was like, oh, she had the best day ever. That's the only thing I could think she had the best day ever. Did you get me? And it was with us. That's gas.
Siobhan thought it was funny putting her on story saying I hope I press record. I was like,
oh yeah, no,
it was funny.
To be honest, the amount of messages I got saying, is she serious?
I would have blocked you, Siobhan. Out of my life, like. I would just walk past you on Monday.
But it was funny.
It was very funny.
It's funny.
It was, but I actually did get nervous. I was like, come in, she didn't.
Yeah, there's a time and a place, and it wasn't then.
Yeah.
We had a backup recording running.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, Siobhan. If you had...
You had like, two mics on you.
But imagine at the end you goes, I actually didn't press record. Blocked.
What made it worse is you told me...
I'm not bad at my job.
You were at a show on Friday night, and you were talking to another sound engineer, and we're like, oh, like imagine that, I forgot to press record. Has that ever happened? And he was like, yeah, that happens. Like, and you were like, what?
Yeah, he didn't reassure me either. I was asking him, hoping he'd be like, no, like, that'll never happen. And he was like, yeah, I forgot to press record on a full orchestra one time.
Wait, on a whole orchestra? How the fuck did you do that? Yeah, I'm not going to accept that all.
Some fella's playing the bleeding cello, give her over. Katie Taylor's telling us about how she won a gold medal, mate. We're not the same.
Listen. You wear them up. You're getting carried away and you deserve to do it.
Do you know what I was thinking?
I think I'm right. No. Get carried away.
Right, will we go back to the start?
Go back to the very start. Like, how the fuck on God's green earth were we... There was me, Calvin, Siobhan and Connor, the videographer as well over here. And then there was Katie, our ma, and our family and our team there. That was it. Oh, we thought we were going to go onto the bus and we're going to be like, move out of the way off the ball. We're trying to do a podcast with it, you know. I thought I did. I was like, how are we gonna separate her from like the zone and off the ball and these people and get off for an hour? It's not gonna happen. We go on the bus, it's just us and our family.
There was a 59 seat bus and I think 10 seats were taken up.
Yeah.
And the other 40 were like full of like little messages and stuff. And a belt.
With a seatbelt on it.
The belt had a seatbelt on it. Yeah,
yeah, that was legal. Which Siobhan was meant to get on the meta glasses and she got Calvin's leg, but we'll get on to it.
We had to meet the Mountain Virgin Media. She was going on Ireland AM with Eddie. So we decided it'd be easier if Terence drove out, which I actually, it completely didn't register with me that Terence was going to be driving until I actually got there and got in the car. I was like, why did I agree to this? So Terence got in the car and he's cruising around and he's this and he's that and he has to met the glasses on. I was like, the whole point of him driving was he wanted his board to sit in the back and have the glasses on and record the two of us talking and about like how hyped up and buzzing we were going to be and all the things we're looking forward to that day. And he had the glasses on while he was driving. I was like, will you not just give them to Jordan? It's the whole reason why the young ones had to come in.
The whole point of view through them is just my stirred me. Can we talk about the comments though? What when comments? We put up the...
Yeah, people are more shocked that you were driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but I got bad stick. They were like, this is the biggest day of your careers and you was letting him drive.
I know, but as I said, I was blindsided. Yeah. I was like, fucking hey, Taylor, the whole day in the bus. And then I was like, I forgot to read the fine print where it's like Terence is driving. Like, oh yeah, forgot all about that. Yeah, and then do you know what he says, Siobhan? I get out of the car and he goes, right, how 1 to 10, how safe am I? I said 6. And he was offended by it.
I take an 8 off you.
No, I was being generous with a 6.
Could have been a 4.
Look.
Punch your head in.
But we get the Virgin Media, pulled up, and then we're like, Siobhan, are you here? And you were like, yeah, can you not see the bus? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? But you had parked around the corner from us, so the bus is driving past you, and we were like, what are you talking about? Then the bus turns, oh my God. I think they call it a three-axle bus. It had 6 wheels, yeah? The bus had 6 wheels, and Katie Taylor's on the side of it. So I'm trying to give the scale of the bus.
100%.
What?
Very first thought I had.
What? I'm trying to get the scale of the bus.
It had a load of wheels and all.
6 wheels. Normal buses only have 4.
Yeah.
So this is it. Do you know what I mean? It's a big old bus. I can't hear there's people out there who listen to it. I know exactly.
Glenn the bus driver.
Glenn the bus driver would know.
Yeah.
Okay, pulls up with Katie Taylor on the side of it. I was like, oh my God. She steps off. Eddie Hearn steps off. I was like, yeah. Jesus Christ, we're in for hell.
There was a conspiracy that you didn't shake a hand.
I know. That didn't sit right with me, Terrence.
Whose fault was that?
That was Siobhan's fault as well, by the way.
That's because I was shaking Siobhan. Her hand. So how was I supposed to be recording a video shaking the girl's hand and then recording you shake her
People
hand?
Thought I deliberately didn't shake her hand as if, like, did you ever see Khabib?
Yeah.
Is it, what's her name? Kate Abdo?
Yeah.
Off TNT Sports. Where he shakes hands with all the presenters and because she's a woman, he says, no, I won't shake her hand.
It's like Muslim culture.
It's like what they do. And I'm like, that's what it looks like with me, Terrence. Terence goes a little courtsy and all. He bent down his little knees and all and went, yep. And took her hand. And I'm standing there, hands folded.
Can we admit that that's the cleanest hand Jake have ever seen? It was web to web. It was like the two webs in the thumb, just meh. That's the cleanest handshake in the land. Like the amount of story shares that I seen on Instagram, I was like, that handshake is smooth. I was like, no.
And I'm standing there, arms folded. My hands are tucked into my pits and all. Yeah. It looks like I'm like, no.
No. Yeah, actually, the more I think about it, the fact that you do fold your arms, yeah, is like, I'm not shaking no hand.
That's what it's like. No, what you, no, no.
Come no, on, but you did shake a hand.
Straight in it was. Bang, reload, hands back into the holster there. That's where it went.
We got.
I was nervous. I didn't know what to be saying.
I said to Siobhan when I first came in as well, I said, Connor did some job with that promo video. I said, the message we were getting and like some of the comments on it was like, my goosebumps have goosebumps and all. It's a class video. But when Siobhan mentioned that Connor was going to be doing the promo video, the first thing you said was, I don't care what's in it once I'm shaking her hand.
Yeah.
Because it looks like I didn't.
And do you know when the promo got sent to us,
yeah,
to see what it was like, I didn't even watch it up until I just seen me shaking her hand, knocked her off.
Yeah, I sent and you the VAR check.
Yeah. I shared it then without even watching the rest of it. Because I didn't know at the end where he's left the part then where I'm like, she knows who we are. That's why I put the VAR check up, because what happened was when they went into Virgin Media, they were doing shots of them getting on and off the bus, horn, and Eddie, Eric Roberts had them doing TikToks, which was actually very funny.
It was actually hilarious, yeah.
So she gets off the bus and she looks, walks and looks again. So it's like a double take. And I said that to Terrence, I said, she's not doing a double take, she recognised us.
But then she waved as well.
And you said, you questioned if she did, Siobhan. I was like, I'm telling you, I know, you know when someone clocks you. She clocked us. After shaking hands, she says,
that's when I knew then, yeah.
She goes, yeah, I know who you are. I've seen some of his stuff online.
I've seen his on the screens.
On the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, online, be, you know what I mean?
Like my board slags me all the time because I like, now if I'm looking something up, I say, I look on the internet. Like, she's like, the internet, how old are you? Do you know that way?
I was like, I heard it on the wireless.
Yeah. Well, I think the screens is even older than the internet.
Yeah.
Do you know what do you say, online or something?
But then I was like, right, so she knows who we are. And then that was it then.
Siobhan, listen, I thought you were good with tech and all. Fucking hell, you were bad. Like, it's the easiest thing ever. Press the button.
Terrence went down and bought Meta glasses just for this.
I did, and was a word, to be honest. Literally, if that was the only use ever out of them Meta glasses, was a word.
I won't be happy until I see you make a blooper reel.
Ah, oh, there's some hilarious bloopers in it, I swear to God. I didn't realise how much footage we got on the glasses until I went into it. I was like, fuck. And Siobhan got none of them.
I asked you to show me how to turn on the camera and you were like, you just press the button, and then I pressed the button and it took a photograph.
Calvin, just please tell the story about what I asked Siobhan to get on the glasses.
The biggest question Terrence had on Saturday was, Siobhan, will you please record on the Meta glasses,
yeah,
of Katie Taylor walking onto the bus and us walking after her,
yeah,
and like a POV of the three of us then walking down the aisle on the bus and sitting down.
Yeah.
That's all he ever asked. And I was like, will we ask about the Olympics next or do we go a pro career? And he's like, Siobhan, put the glasses on. So we're standing
there's
outside
sunglasses walking down a bus, like I didn't enjoy wearing them.
Terrence has literally hyped himself up and having this back and forth argument with Siobhan. Siobhan's having none of it. Then I don't know, he ended up convincing, I don't know how much he revoluted her, but he convinced her. And then Terrence was like, right, get ready, here she is and all. And then I'm thinking to myself, like, fuck, what do I do here, what? And then I was like, just walk on the bus.
Yeah, but I was envisioning the shot through the glasses. Do you get me? I was like, when we walk on and Katie's in front of us, this is going to be gold.
So Katie Taylor walks on, followed by her ma and a couple of other members of our family. Then it's Terry, then it's me, then it's Siobhan. And I was like, Siobhan, look, there's the belt. It has a seatbelt on it. Look
make
at
sure
it.
You look at that through the glasses.
And I was like, Siobhan, did you get that? And she goes, well, I looked at it. And I was like, right, well, that's all you have to do. In fairness, it's the Meta glasses. What's the shot, Terry?
It's a blurred picture of Calvin's calf.
And that's it. It's like, no one getting on the bus.
It was a blurred picture of Calvin's leg. The back of Calvin's leg.
What were you doing looking at my leg in the first place, by the way? Because you're supposed to be looking
directly ahead.
You should be seeing the back of my head, if anything.
Yeah.
Just trying not to trip. I was wearing sunglasses inside a dark bus.
It's hilarious because when I bought them glasses, that was the only shot I wanted. If that was the only clip I ever got in them glasses and they fell and broke, but I had that clip, I would have been happy to spend that money on them. It's the only shot I didn't get of the day. I have everything else. I mean, I have the podcast, I have chats with Brian Peters, I have me and Calvin in the stadium.
Enough.
No, I had a lot. The only shot I wanted I didn't get. And that's your fault, Siobhan.
Yeah, but I booked her, so.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with you, but still, fucking hell, man.
Do you know what popped into my head, Terrence? Do you remember? So we got on the bus in Virgin Media and the next stop was Kildare. So we spent that whole part of the trip just chatting, didn't turn the mics on. That part of the trip ended with me and Katie Taylor comparing how we get into the green and their whoop.
Yeah, they.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh no, you can't. And I was like, oh no, it's fucking mad, isn't it? Me and her. I was like, oh, I train and I sleep. And she's like, yeah, and I'm constantly drinking water and eating clean and I'm not in the green. And I'm like, oh no, it's mad, isn't it? You're a full time. You're the best in the world at what you do, yeah? I do a podcast and have a job on the side as well. Do you know what I mean? I go to bed at 1 o'clock sometimes and wonder why I'm tired the next morning getting up at 7. No, one night I'm in the green. I'm not in the green. I'm in the yellow. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I can't go in the green. And I'm in camp. And I'm like, yeah, mad, isn't it? But that's when I was like, me and home might be mates.
Session today, like.
Yeah, me and home might be mates.
Are you going to tell them the first thing she said to you?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. We didn't think that was going to happen.
No, I was shitting.
I was going, I got a fright. Yeah, she asked me and I was going to tell her. I was going to tell her I got stabbed. I don't know why I panicked.
Go on.
So Katie sits down the back of the bus with us and we're all just chilling there having a chat. And I think Brian said something, so I looked this way. And as I was answering him back, Katie kind of nudged me arm and I was like, you're right. She goes, what happened to the back of your head? I was like, thank God I have a really legit story. And not like, I got a belt of a hatchet 3 weeks ago. Did you get me? I was like, oh, I had to get Brian. So she like, but you know what was funny as well? Because she said to us, how did you manage to get Ryan Tuberty on? And we were chatting, and I said, Siobhan just sent him the spiel. Ah, look, Tardens is coming back. He only had to have Brian surgery. She goes, yeah, is that dead right? Is there anyone with that?
Yeah.
But we didn't expect that to just be like, what happened to your head?
That's what I was like. Imagine it was something like, you know, I owed a fella money and this and happened. He come up to the gaff and we had a tussle. I'd be like, right, so I think we'll be getting off in Kildare. Just a little more.
Yeah, and we're all best friends now. But can we say as well, she is honestly is the nicest person.
She, without getting early 30, she oozes something. She radiates, like, I don't know if aura is the right word. There's something about being in her presence.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. And it's only towards the end of the journey, I said it to you, Terrence, we've chatted to some of the best people in that field, yeah? But we've never chatted to the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Undeniable GOAT.
Yeah.
There's nobody better at what she does. And, like, undisputed, there's no argument to it. And we were sitting there chatting the whole, and I was like, you are literally the best in the world.
But in any of our sport, it's the thing that was hitting me. It was like, she's an unbelievable talent and she's the best in the world at the sport, but she's the one that transcended the sport as well. Do you know what I mean? She's the one that put female boxing on the map and then carried it, won everything, and she's going out with the biggest show ever in female boxing. It's just like, I was saying as well, it nearly completely just separates female boxing and male boxing. It's like, no, this is an unbelievable boxer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's no even need to put that in it.
Can we talk about how just normal of a person she is as well?
Yeah.
And like...
like, she got on the bus and goes, I'm scarlet, my face is on that. And we were like, you're Katie Taylor? Like, what do you mean? Like, you know, every spot we pulled up that it was just people come spawning in. There was people spawning in.
Yeah.
It felt like a video game. Yeah. But like we'd stop at a spot and there was people just spawning in, being like, Katie's there.
People are getting more that she was showing up and all. It was great. And yeah, it's very funny. It's quick with it.
Very funny.
Very quick with it.
The one line about Eddie.
Yeah.
She said, I told him I would have did if I not knew he was sick. Oh, yeah. I was falling around laughing.
But even like, off the mic when she was giving Brian stick and all.
I think people see interviews of her, and I'd say she's done so many interviews in the last 15, 20 fucking years that she's just over them, that people don't get to actually see this funny...
human. Like,
yeah.
Human.
Yeah.
And our ma.
Our ma's an angel. An
absolute diamond.
She felt like our ma.
Yeah.
She's like, are you all right?
Remember we went and gave that team talk to the girls before the Camogie game and I couldn't get over it. But like we were like, oh, do you want to go ahead? And I was like, will you just get in there?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like, sorry.
She is an angel. Like she was, but I think the team, Aiken, Brian.
Everyone. Yeah.
All of them.
So accommodating.
The most accommodating people. Remember, like, we were so nervous and they were like, no, have fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? Because we'll get carried away. And they were like, no, do. You know what I mean? I was like, this is fucking class.
Yeah, man, we didn't know who he was. He's like, I just took a few pictures of his behind the scenes because I think they'll do well. Fucking great pictures.
I don't have enough awards for the whole day. Like.
Yeah.
People are asking me about it and I'm like, yeah, it was great. And I'm like, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get into all the details of it.
I'm kind of stopping myself when people are asking me because I'm like, I'm going on a big rant, not rant, a ramble of 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, do you know, when I listen back to the message, I'm like, that's not...
doesn't even do it justice.
Yeah. I was like, I wish I didn't even say that because that's not how I feel, but I'm trying to tell you how I feel.
I forgot to say as well, when we were getting off, I seen Siobhan hugging on, I was like, oh, this is fucking weird. So we're all getting... no, it is weird. You refused 3 hugs off me in our life. I never tried it again. The last time was about 2 years ago. So when I see you hugging someone, I'm like, that's fucking weird, but I got it, it's Katie. But when we were getting off, you were ahead of me, I was last. And I gave her ma a hug and then I gave Katie a hug and she's like, thanks for the opportunity to go on your podcast.
Yeah.
I felt like stopping on her tracks going, like, are you tick? Like, you're Katie? Like,
yeah.
Do you get me? But she's like, thanking us.
Yeah.
thanks for coming on the bus and thanks for the opportunity. Yeah. Well, I was like, if you ever need that, just give me a shout. Yeah,
tell him to go on your shirt and let me know.
Yeah, I actually did say that. So I was like, what am I on about? I was like, the podcast big enough, I think. I was panicking now, but fucking hell, like, how humble is she to be like, thanks for the opportunity. Are you having a laugh?
It was mad as well, because like, if you cut it to the little awkward handshakes at the start, and then when we're getting off a hugging, you know what I mean?
But you're the problem for me sometimes. No, because I'm a hugger. I would have hugged her immediately, but you shake hands, I'm like, fuck.
Tell the truth. Kay Taylor doesn't look like a hugger.
No, she doesn't.
So that's why I didn't hug her. Yeah. And plus, there's a lot of people around.
Yeah. And well, I told you, it's you need outside, to get rid of that role.
But it's outside Ireland AM as well. So there's other media there.
So
you got
the hug her.
The
hugger and she steps back?
Yeah, and it looks so awkward. Plus. That's the tone then. Yeah, for the next 7 hours on the couch.
So it's a safety net.
Yeah, of course. That's why handshakes exist.
I would have risked it.
That's why handshakes exist.
I think
we should go the Japanese way. They just bow. You know what I mean? Play a kill, there's a little bow.
If I had a bow to her, that wouldn't have been weird.
Terrence nearly did.
Yeah. I honestly
on a court.
Honest to God. The amount of comments about that. And I'm like, not one bit embarrassed by it. I was like, if I even had a bow there and someone tried to slag me, I'm like, that's Katie Taylor.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Like, she deserves a bow. If anyone on this earth deserves me to bow to them at all.
Yeah.
Do you get me? So do you want to talk about, because I wasn't going to bring her up, but you cried a little.
Yeah. So we were leaving Nolan Park after she gave the talk. Kilkenny were playing Offaly in an All-Ireland Camogie game, and she gave the two teams talks impromptu, like it was on schedule. Someone stung her and said, will you do? And she says, yeah. And it was only supposed to be for Kilkenny. Then the Offaly coach came in and said, will you do our girls? And she says, yeah. And then she got pictures on the pitch and then bounced. And then all the kids were outside. And when we were leaving, she was the one who stood up and said, stop the bus. No one said, Katie, this would be a great photo opportunity. Why don't you do that? No one opened their mouth. She stood up and she was screaming, stop the bus. And she ran off. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then she got loads of pictures and I was looking and there's like young ones. I say between the ages of 8 and 12.
Could have been 100 of them.
There was gangs of them. Then, yeah. But like they were going training for that team.
Yeah.
And the first thing that came into my head was Harper. Like, I was tearing up. And then when she got on the bus, you goes, he was crying. And what was the first thing she said? Because you taught your daughter. And I was like, yeah. Like that, she instantly knew. Instantly, she was like, I know what you, like you have a daughter. And like, I was like, Jesus Christ, you remember that. Like, I know we mentioned, but like we mentioned that loosely at the start.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And she, but like, just goes to show the person she is. But that's, she knows then, like, I'm at the given them few minutes, but them girls will remember that. She didn't give a fuck who was recording that. She went out there, out of her own time, no one told her to do it, and she got pictures with them girls, just because they were there in awe of her. And that's what leaving a legacy is all about. That's how you inspire the next generation. When they know, Jesus,
well,
she's on this big
as well,
bus.
How hard is it to do that as well? Like, when you look at how busy her schedule was all that day, if she doesn't get off the bus,
no one cares.
Nobody ever says, oh, she didn't get off a bus. They go, fuck, she is having such a busy day. No one bats an eyelid. But the fact that she's fitting down into
That's
such
what
a
I'm
busy
saying.
Day is.
She's
like,
on the side of that bus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're looking at that and all like, geez, there's Katie Taylor going past.
Mm.
And she did it.
And any word on the fact that you, 10 minutes before you cried, were slagging
Brian.
Amy.
Oh. Yeah.
And Jordan.
Yeah.
For tearing up.
I think y'all
and
body.
You.
And me.
Yeah.
Calvin was slaying people for crying.
Because we went to Katie Taylor's fight in the first one against Chantel Cameron in the Tray Arena. And at a walkout, Amy cried. I remember because the first time I brought Amy to a fight, I was like, for fuck's sake, like, Jesus Christ, will you come on, will you? Like, cop on, there's gonna be a scrap here now. Will you relax? And then I text and told her what happened and the abuse she gave me.
Well, if you didn't, we were going to take
Yeah.
It was getting out regardless. Because I mentioned Brian there because the two of us were slating Brian.
In fairness, Katie was slating Brian as well.
Yeah.
Everyone gave it to him.
We were all like, you're going on like you're a hard man, you were sobbing. 20 minutes later, Calvin's wiping his eyes. It's like, fuck. Yeah, it was powerful. But
it was class. But I know it might sound a bit like cringe and all, but like, I really was privileged sitting there. Ooh. That's the exact words I can think of.
Anybody in the world could have been on that bus. And it was us. And it's just weird that because it was us and then hoarding our family. And
yeah.
Our manager, we were on that bus for what, 8 hours? This episode is, because this is going out on Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
This episode is warranted just to chat about that. And now a few people that text us saying, TBX, but they'll be all about that. We were like, we'll have a Thursday episode about that. This is the first thing we did.
What do you think people want to know? Did we get tickets? No. Did we hint at tickets?
The number one thing I've gotten off people is, you met Katie, are you ringside?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm not that important.
And I tried.
Oh yeah, you were slipping her in a few times.
Like
more than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were slipping her in.
But I was like, I'm going to get a family ticket for this. I'm going to bring my daughter. I never run my daughter to fight before. I'm going to bring her to this. And they were like, yeah, you should. I was like, yeah, I'm going to jump on and get one of them family tickets. And they were like, yeah, you should. And I was like, right, I will.
Yeah.
And just off looking in the window then.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sound.
Yeah, it's funny because it's true. That's you're exactly really chance here.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, sound.
Yes, your paper want to know if we got ringside tickets. No. Did we get any tickets? No. Did we have fun?
Yeah.
Did Siobhan have the best day ever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did Siobhan not like the Meta glasses?
I hated them. So
no, yeah. She didn't like the Meta glasses.
Yeah, she didn't.
A double negative. Yeah, yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
But we had fun with them.
It couldn't have worked out any better. It's like literally the biggest, like, there's nothing. I actually don't know how to say we could have made that better. Like, we got Katie Taylor, unlimited access to her on the press talk, like, proper behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any better.
And got to know her. As a person, it wasn't like, because we, you kind of get to know people when they come into the studio to us, because we do have a chat before with all guests, but like, we were with her all day, having the crack, having the chats, doing the podcast a whole lot. Like, you really got to see Katie.
Do you know what else was great? Because I said it to her about Amanda Serrano tweeting about her, and she was like, yeah, she's like, Amanda's a lovely person, and Jake Paul's an absolute gentleman.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's deadly.
Siobhan, why do you keep laughing?
I thought he was going to do an impression there.
No. All right.
I got nervous.
Wait, I got to put this out on there. I have footage of Calvin doing the Katie impression after we got off the bus.
That didn't happen. That's fake. It's what you can do with them Meta glasses.
Siobhan screams after it.
No.
No, 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 as she's walking up.
I didn't even do it.
Yeah. And all I can think about, I'm so glad he didn't do that when he was...
Remember, I nearly did it on the bus.
Oh, bro, you are. I mean, you... I watch your lips touch... Like, the words about to come out.
And you was all, like, stop reading.
I leaned in for that to look at you as if to say, are you really going to do that?
Siobhan gave me a mic and gave Terrence a mic. And then, obviously, I had Katie's mic because she was, like, walking down the bus. And Siobhan was like, right, Terrence, test that there. And then, right, you test that there. I was like, you want me to test Katie's? And Terrence looked at me and I looked at Terrence and I went, and I was like, no, I won't do it. But, like, you was all tensed up. There was no oxygen on the back of the bus. You was all gasped and held his breath. And I was like, I'll leave it.
Yeah.
Maybe next time. I think there's a lot of thanks that we need to give out as well, though. Like, we need to give a huge shout out to Aiken Promotions.
Yep.
Yep.
Matt Trum. Did we shout out to Lidl?
Yeah.
Why not?
Supplied us with full fill bars.
Yeah. How many of them did you eat?
Three. Oh,
bro, you put away some amount of calories that day.
They left down chocolate specifically for Katie.
Yeah, but then she got up.
She got up. You ate all of the chocolate that was left for her.
And made clear that I'm eating Katie's chocolate.
Yeah, there was a few things left unattended. I was like, give me that, you mad thing. Yes. I was leaping. I didn't have to eat that day. Can we talk about the fact as well, right? Amy put up on our story when we put the post up. She was like, it was like Christmas Eve in our house. And I was buzzing, bouncing around the gaff. Because Amy's mum was there, bouncing around the gaff. And I get a phone call. I heard you were going on the bus, an open top bus with Katie Taylor and Eddie Hearn. I was like, what is that happening in the world? I was like, who's spreading this, like? Because
yeah.
I didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, neither did I.
I have this awful thing, Siobhan. If you tell me, like, anyone is on the podcast next week, I won't tell anyone until it happens. Because, like, imagine on Friday, then they get back and they're like, sorry, actually, that's not going ahead this time, maybe another time. Then you're devastated. You have to get in a fresh haircut for nothing. You're not even going out that weekend.
Do you want
to
say what happened to you and JD?
Yeah, actually, that was bad.
Oh, that was bad.
It was bad.
And we footage of it. Which is worse.
Yeah, my leg is still sore.
It looks like you picked that mannequin up and smashed her off 8 walls.
So, was that Friday evening? Friday evening, yeah. People might think this is a bit self-centred and a bit unbecoming, but you have to be on your toes. So, Terrence does this all the time as well when it's a live show. He goes up and buys a tracksuit.
Yeah, I do.
Terrence boys attracts you.
Don't fuck me under the bus as well.
Terrence boys attracts you to go from his calf to the venue to then get changed into a 3-piece suit. Am I right?
That's a fact, right? Well, you feel, I always say, now like new club on all on you feel good. I need to start today feeling extra good.
Right.
Because I'm afraid.
So we were getting fresh sets to go on the bus.
Yeah.
So I was like, right, fuck that, I'll fly off the JD. And it was Friday evening, it was about 7 o'clock. And I'm standing there, the place was empty. There was one girl. What do you call it when you're doing the shelves?
Oh, facing off.
Yeah, she was doing that. Yeah. And it was just me and I'm floating around and looking. And I couldn't really pick up a hand. I was like, John, I'll just grab that. So I picked up a t-shirt and a pair of shorts and I stood back. But when I stood back, I hit a mannequin and I turned. And I swear to God, the thing fell in slow motion. And because it's a mannequin, it's like falling and it looks like a fella. And it's falling. But it fell into another set of clothes.
It looks like a fella. It's like you got concerned, yeah.
But that's what it was like. I was like, what do you do here? Because if you bump off someone, you're like, sorry, pal. I'm watching this thing and I'm like, I'm not going to say sorry. And it falls into another rack of clothes. So it makes this big noise, yeah. And I was like, bollocks. So I picked up her. I'm picking her up by the arm like you pick someone up. You know what I mean? I'm trying to pull him up. So I get her up, and then your mum walks over to me and I'm holding her by the torso. But then the torso came away with the legs. So I'm standing there with just like this t-shirt, and then the legs hit the ground, and your mum's like, it's all right. And I was like, oh, hand hold the torso, bend back down, pick the legs up. But then when I pick the legs up, the stand falls and that makes another noise. And I was like, oh, you have to go. And I just left, threw the shorts t-shirt down, I legged it, and I text Yous to you because Yous were like trying to organise everything. And I only look back on the message, I says, I'm at the break in the Manny Mannequin. I tried to spell mannequin twice, I was panicking that much. But I sent in a video, oh, a picture then, the picture's oh, gas,
bad.
Isn't it?
It's bad.
Oh, the picture's hilarious, but I was like, yeah, so I've never been back to JD again, so yeah. I was sitting in the car and I was trying to text her, I was shaking and all.
I'd love to know if that girl knew who you were.
Oh, my leg was throbbing, Terry, and I was just looking around, I was like, this is bad. But I made so much noise, I just kept getting worse. It was like a domino, I was like, what? This is a setup, this is not real. I was like Impractical Jokers or something.
Yeah.
Oh, bad, yeah. And I don't get really socially awkward, but I was like, it's literally just me and this girl. So I was like, it'd be grand. But because it kept falling, kept making noise, I was like, it's actually getting worse. Like, you can't brush this off, Calvin. You just have to go. I was just abandoned ship. I was out of there. So I just went and... It was really bad. And this is the thing as well. Like, she's in JD. Imagine like a manager comes out and was like, what happened there? I was like, yeah, man, off the podcast at the wrecking the place. And then they check the cameras and it's me. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, I actually would like to see the footage.
I'd love to see how awkward you are in that moment.
If you work at JD, email it to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
Yeah, please.
GDPR. How would you like that?
No, we want the
JDPR. But yeah, I don't know where we go from here because like it's about the fourth time as well that's happened where we've like said, hey, who do we want on the podcast? And we got them on. Do you know, the whole joke is going to come up. Oh, like the manifesting drill. And I was like, if people only knew the hard work that actually went into the background of that. There was a lot more. And you know what?
It's funny though.
Of course it's hilarious.
We keep saying that and it just keeps happening. But like, what is going on? So, we're going to do it again.
I feel like there's a few people I'd love to have on. But do you want to say dream guest? Because you feel like you're wasting a wish. Do you know what I mean?
All the wishes come true.
Because you think it's manifesting?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, basically.
Do you know who I think? And people, do you know who I think would be a good guest?
Yeah.
And I think he's going to come on. Pico Lopez.
Good guest, I'll agree.
Playing Spain next week in the World Cup.
But if I stick into that genre, I'd like Stephen Bradley as well. I'm just going to put that out there if anybody has
Siobhan, give us a name there, one. Someone that you're willing to hug.
I have two guests that I want done the next 9 months. Right? Gary Stevenson, who I said already.
Yeah, yeah.
I want Gary Stevenson on. And Rashid Adeleke. They're the two that I want done. If them two are done in the next 9 months, 9 months from now, I'm going to find the exact date I'm leaving. I'll leave the podcast. I want the two of them. Because Rashida should have happened 3 years ago.
Why are you shouting at me for?
Yeah, why are you riding us from?
I don't know, because she usually rings me. She's like, do you want to go on a bus with Katie? I'm like, ring you.
She
like,
usually rings me. Usually rings me.
No, but see, when Siobhan rings the phone, you know something's at the ground. It could be bad or good. Something's at the ground down. When your number comes up my phone, I'm like, this is Leo. You're sacked. What? Yeah, but it's usually something exciting.
When I rang you from Limerick on Friday, it was just like me and Josh in the
built
theatre. And the first thing I said was, have you calmed down? And I don't know what you said back. You like roared down the phone at me. And Josh thought I rang my fella and was like, and he was like, she's with the dub? And he's roaring at her.
You in the middle of doing a live show having a domestic.
Yeah, did he think you and your fella were having a barney? Yeah,
and then he goes, oh, that's Terrence.
Oh, I was screaming, I got so excited. You weren't even on the call at that stage. Oh, what a time to be alive. This is bleeding.
It's going to be a good summer. It's going to be a good summer. Here's one for you. And I'm aware this might come back as an audio, but we've reached out to somebody numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time we reached out to them, we were told by their people, the next time he's doing media, your name is on the list. And I was like, right.
You should name him and I'll bleep it, but name him so that in the, if we use it in a clip.
That'd be big. But anyways, look, this is just like a debrief of the last few days. Cause
you have to realise we are absolutely buzzing still.
Yeah, and we released the episode with the guest on Monday, which was obviously Katie Taylor. So go and have a listen to that if you haven't already. I'm sure you have. But we just had to come in and do a debrief as well. We could have left her at one episode this week, but we were like, fuck it. Why don't we just go in and chat about it? And see, can we give any insight? I don't know whether you're going to listen and go, that sounds lethal, or they fucked that up because it's so hard to explain how good it was. But thanks for listening. That's another episode in the bank. It's going to have to start running all words, Siobhan.
Yeah.
Can you think of
one? It's just not just like an extra bonus.
No.
No, it'll start with the
this
order.
Will be, yeah. This really, will be represent. who we representing. She's representing Ireland at the Olympics, man. Is that not good? What you thought? You was a two fools. You won't stop sniggering at me. My whole Metaglasses album is all you eye rolling and sniggering at me, and I'm gonna make a blooper.
Should have brought them in, Terry.
I should have, shouldn't I?
Put some whole episode with them on.
It was so bad, Ryan, that I said I'm not even bringing them.
Because they're sunglasses and you'd look ridiculous.
Yeah, but imagine like the clips of this episode and I'm sitting there with sunglasses on, but I'd explain myself. But shut up, Siobhan.
I can't wait to see like the next time we have like a real serious guest, we have to be on your game. Tanya's going to be in Harold Serious pair of sunglasses.
Yeah, it'd be little, wouldn't it?
Like Keith Duffy.
Yeah.
But he got away with it.
Yeah, but Why did he get so handsome. No, like you have to be a certain level of handsome to wear sunglasses.
Siobhan, do you want to address that? But
isn't that true though, Siobhan?
I just knew he was setting you up to say that, and you just couldn't resist.
Siobhan.
Best looking person that was ever on the podcast.
No,
what?
Keith Duffy,
bro.
How about Eddie?
Oh, that's a good fight. No, that's a good fight.
Siobhan, can we talk about the when you only started the podcast, because you actually only brought that back up. We were like, were you here when Eddie
came? 4 minutes over time here, but yeah, go on if you want to tell
it. 4 minutes over time, you start 5 minutes late, so you still have another
one
minute
more
to go.
I have 60 more seconds.
When you only started the podcast was when Eddie Hearn, what was it, a third week?
Like something like that, yeah, the first month or two.
Imagine how like
poor expectations.
Yeah, how high she's all like, this is
on
every week, is it?
Next week. you must
yeah, you promised me Snoop Dogg.
And it's not, I'm not dead. We're still here. We're still going.
But after that, Terrence turned around to you and goes, is he the most handsome man you've met? And Alan was like, that's a HR thing, Terrence, don't be at that. But how many times has he said this to you since then? He asks you, like, how handsome do you think this fellow was, and just tells you.
Yeah.
He doesn't give you a I don't think you've ever answered how handsome someone was.
He doesn't want my opinion. He wants to
tell me. No, I'm stating
his.
A fact. Yeah. But then, look, I want a female perspective on it as well.
I've never heard her perspective on anything when it comes to handsome. Because you don't give her a chance.
Yeah, but I'm not gay. So, look, I'm saying he's handsome, right?
Yeah.
Right? So I want a female perspective on whether he's handsome.
But what I'm trying to say is you've never given that a chance to say that, because you'd be like, Siobhan, is he the most handsome man that's ever been on?
And then I keep going.
And then you'd be like, but Keith Duffy had sunglasses on. And you're like, no, answer.
Keith Duffy would get away wearing sunglasses every week on a podcast. I wouldn't.
Right. I only need to do 1 week, bro.
I'll do more than 1 week. I'll do more than 1 week, but I'm not doing it with like, come on, bro. Michal comes in. I'm like, all right.
Do it for the bonus.
I'm going to do it for the bonus. Are you in with us in the bonus on Thursday?
Oh, yeah. Don't do it for the bonus.
No, deal. She's planning on going out on Wednesday?
Yeah. After Saturday?
Do what she wants.
She can do what she wants. Anyways, Siobhan, you're a legend. Yeah, I have a lot of time for you, but wait till you see when I put this clip together. You're fucked. People see the radio. Everyone's like, gosh, Siobhan's so nice and all. Good country woman.
Imagine this was going down while you had the landline, Siobhan. I swear that would have been hands thrown.
I would have just rang off the landline.
If you had rang me on the R1 number and told me that,
but imagine like someone was trying to get in touch with her.
Siobhan, you're blessed. No, like imagine. He is, right?
I wouldn't have been able to sleep, because like imagine like you're after missing a call off them.
Yeah.
And now the bus is gone. Look at Terrence's fuming with you.
What,
over there.
Like,
I'm actually fuming thinking about happening. Yeah.
hypothetically,
I'm not well. Anyways, I have to go.
Finish the episode there, so.
Yeah. What am I saying?
That's the episode of Talking Bollocks. Thanks very much for listening to us.
Oh my God, that's even weird saying that, isn't it?
Right, there you go.
That's the episode of Talking Bollocks. 273.
Take us out, Siobhan.
Boom.
That's us for this week, and thanks to the legends at Roy Style Furniture for supporting the podcast.
Speaking of great support, see what I did there? Roy Style has everything, and I mean everything. Sofa, sorted. Beds, covered. Dining table, 6 chairs. Boom. All in one house package. Plus the lads in the store are sound. They're not pushy, just helpful. And if you're an online shopper, no problem.
Visit www.roystyle.ie, and when you shop in store, tell them that the two boys from the podcast sent you, and they'll throw you in a little discount.
Don't sleep on this deal, unless it's on one of their mattresses, in which case, fair play.
So get down and get the gaff sorted. Right price, right style, right now.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Long, go down.